Now, what used to be the biggest bank in the United States is getting smaller. Citigroup says it will cut 11,000 jobs in an effort to bring down costs and become more streamlined. The layoffs will cost the bank $1 billion in severance packages and related expenses during its fourth quarter. But as NPR's Elsa Chang reports, Citi's taking the short-term hit in hopes of turning its financial health around.
Not many people were all that surprised when Citigroup announced these drastic measures. It's a tough climate for banks. New rules are requiring them to build up more capital so they'll have more cushion in case there's another financial crisis. And really low interest rates mean you can't make a whole lot of cash lending money these days. So Charles Calamiris of Columbia Business School says the writing was on the wall.
If you were a banker right now, faced with continuing lack of profitability and very low stock prices and huge regulatory uncertainties, what would you do? I can tell you what I would do. I would be trying to get lean and mean.
Lean and mean. It's a directive Citi's new CEO, Michael Corbett, is adopting with a vengeance. Calamiris says Citigroup especially needs that right now because the bank's financial woes are in a class of their own.
It's something that's happening across the financial services industry, but not surprising that Citibank would be the most prominent recent example. Recall that Citibank was the bank that failed, so to speak, its stress test recently.
What Calamiris is referring to is an evaluation federal regulators do annually to assess the health of banks. They figure out if each institution has enough cash on hand to handle all kinds of hypotheticals, like what happens if the stock market tanks, if unemployment soars, or if there's an oil price shock. 15 out of 19 big banks passed this year, but Citi got lousy marks. And that's one reason its directors sent their previous CEO, Vikram Pandit, packing this fall. Nancy Bush of SNL Financial says the board wanted someone who would cut costs even more than Pandit did. Someone like Michael Corbett. Someone with an attitude more in line with Citi's chairman, Michael O'Neill.
I think that Corbett and O'Neill, as traditional bankers, as hard-nosed bankers, are going to be much more in tune to making these kinds of moves than obviously Pandit and O'Neill were.
Citigroup says the layoffs will end up saving the bank $900 million starting next year, and then $1 billion more every year after that. Elsa Chang, NPR News, New York.